Welcome to your daily devotional for July 1st. Irrevocable, Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. The immediate context of this verse is that of the national election of Israel. In Romans chapter 11, verses 25 through 32. God had extended certain covenantal promises to Israel, such as the land, in prominence in the Messianic kingdom. And it is thereby ensured that a remnant shall be kept alive to receive them. Our text can also be applied to the individual salvation of believers in Jesus Christ. God makes certain promises to those who believe, notably the promise of eternal salvation to those who trust in the Savior. That promise cannot and will not be taken back. It is irrevocable. It is possible for Christians to lose communion with God by sinning. It is also possible for someone to claim to be a believer when they are truly not a believer. And the few passages that are twisted by the purveyors of false doctrine to teach that the gifts and calling of God are revocable are properly understood in one of these lights. Your salvation was by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. You cannot earn it, and neither can you lose it once genuinely confessed. It is God's irrevocable promise to those who receive it. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. That comes from John chapter 5 and verse 24. John chapter 10 verses 27 through 30 reads, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Romans chapter 8, verses 29 and 30 reads, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. Finally, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 through 14 reads, in him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, to the praise of his glory.